Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 3. How should a person who received the removal of sin live? Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. Everyone, today we are going to think together about how a person who received the removal of sin should live through the word of Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6 that we are those who died together with Christ and lived again together with Christ. It means that when Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, all our sins passed over to Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, our old man also died together. And when Jesus resurrected, we also obtained new life. And coming to Romans chapter 7, it now speaks of how the people who received the removal of sin should live. For a person who received the removal of sin, there is the problem of the old man and the new man. The flesh still exists. The thoughts of the flesh also rise up, and old habits also exist. However, looking by faith, our old man has already died together with Christ, and we have become new creations who obtain new life inside Jesus Christ. Therefore, a person who received the removal of sin is not a person to live bound to the weakness of their own flesh, nor are they a person to be dragged around under the condemnation of the law. They are a person who goes to the resurrected Jesus Christ and bears fruit for God. This is the word that today's main text teaches us. The law has dominion only while the old man is alive. The Apostle Paul says, "Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives?" Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Here, those who know the law refers to those who know the law of God. The law makes one realize sin. It points out that a person who failed to keep God's commands is under the wrath of God. The law is good and holy. However, to a person who has sin, the law becomes a law of condemnation and judgment. The law has dominion over a person only as long as he lives. The person spoken of here is the old man before receiving the removal of sin. It is the old man who is condemned under the law, is under God's wrath because of sin, and has no choice but to be destroyed in the future. While that old man is alive, the law has dominion over that person. For example, there are traffic laws. If you cross on a red light, you are caught by the law. However, that law cannot give punishment to a person crossing on a green light. Likewise, to a person who has sin, the law exercises its authority. However, to a person whose problem of sin is solved inside Jesus Christ, and whose old man has died, the condemnation of the law can no longer exercise authority. So the Apostle Paul gives the parable of a woman with a husband. While the husband is alive, the woman is bound to the husband's law. However, if the husband dies, she becomes free from that law. This is a word that shows how we escaped from the law. Because our old man died together with Christ, now the law can no longer condemn us. A person who received the removal of sin must know that the old man is dead. Everyone, there is something that a person who received the removal of sin must necessarily know. It is the fact that our old man died together with Christ. To live a proper life of faith, one must first believe this fact. I believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit and received the removal of sin. When Jesus received baptism, all my sins passed over to him. When Jesus died on the cross, my old man also died together. When Jesus resurrected, I also obtained new life. One must have this faith. What people are bound to the most, while living a life of faith, is themselves. They are bound to their own weakness. They are bound to their own habits. They are bound to their own fleshly thoughts. They get discouraged while looking at the ugly and dirty thoughts rising up from inside themselves. Why am I in this shape? Why am I so lacking? Am I a person who cannot live before God like this? They are bound to themselves. However, the Lord saved us so that we would not be bound to ourselves. Jesus took charge of our sins and killed our old man on our behalf. We did not get crucified and die ourselves, but Jesus died on our behalf. So we became those who died together with Christ by faith. Therefore, a person who received the removal of sin should not despair while looking at the weakness of their own flesh, but must look at the work Jesus Christ accomplished. Our old man died together with Christ. We are now new men. One cannot live a new life by human determination. The religions of the world demand determination from a person. In Buddhism, they say to empty the mind, throw away desires, reflect on oneself, and vow to live a good life. A person struggles to throw away the dirty thoughts inside themselves. They promise to themselves, I will live kindly. I will not cause harm to others. I will do good. However, a person cannot change their own heart by their own strength. It might seem like they change for a moment through self-suggestion and determination. However, the root of sin does not disappear. The attributes of the flesh remain exactly as they are. Just as a mountain is a mountain and water is water, the flesh of a person is flesh. It is the same inside Christianity as well. even while saying they believe in Jesus. If they do not know the gospel of the water and the Spirit, a person tries to live a life of faith by their own determination. From now on, I will live well. I will not commit sin. I will be loyal to God. They swear and determine like this. However, not long after, they fall again and are bound to guilt again. Why is that so? It is because there is no faith that the old man died together with Christ. It is because they do not know how their own sin and old man were handled by the baptism, the cross, and the resurrection of Jesus. A true life of faith does not begin with determination. It begins with the faith that believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It begins with the faith that Jesus took charge of my sin by baptism, received the judgment of my sin on the cross, and resurrected to give me new life. We were put to death to the law through the body of Christ. Verse 4 of the main text says, "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ." We were put to death to the law through the body of Christ. This is the core of the gospel. Jesus came to this earth and received baptism from John the Baptist. At that time, all our sins passed over to Jesus. Jesus became the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus hung on the cross. He did not die because of his own sin. He died because he took charge of our sins. The death of Jesus is our death. The judgment of Jesus is the judgment for our sins. The resurrection of Jesus is the new life given to us. If we die ourselves, it is hell. If a person dies for their own sin, after that there is judgment. However, God loved us and sent his Son, passed our sins over to that Son, and saved us by having that Son die on the cross. This is the salvation of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A person who believes this is a person who was put to death to the law. They are no longer a person under the condemnation of the law. We are people who obtained new life inside Jesus Christ. A person who received the removal of sin must go to the resurrected Christ. The main text speaks of the purpose for which we were put to death to the law like this: that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. We were not saved to escape from the law and indulge in self-indulgence. We were not saved to live as we please because we received the removal of sin. We were saved to go to the resurrected Christ and bear fruit for God. Jesus resurrected from among the dead. We are now people who belong to him. We are not people who belong to sin and the law, but people who belong to the living Jesus Christ. Therefore, our lives must also change. A person who received the removal of sin must bear fruit for God. They must bear the fruit of righteousness. They must bear the fruit of the gospel. They must bear the fruit of saving other souls. They must live a life living for the Lord. The Apostle Paul says that a person who received the removal of sin must not be bound to the old man, but must live as a new man. If we died together with Christ and lived again together, now the remaining life must be offered for the will of God. This is the path that a person who received the removal of sin must live. We must serve in the newness of the Spirit. The main text, Romans chapter 7, verse 6, says, "But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. We have died to what we were bound by." The old man who was bound to sin, bound to the condemnation of the law, and bound to himself, has died together with Christ. Therefore, now we have been freed from the law. Saying this does not mean that we have abandoned the word of God. It means we have been freed from the condemnation and curse of the law. Now we do not serve in the oldness of the letter. We do not serve God in fear while being bound to the literal provisions of the law. Nor do we live a religious life in order to receive the removal of sin. We serve in the newness of the Spirit. We serve by faith in the salvation that God planned, that Jesus accomplished through his baptism, cross, and resurrection, and that the Holy Spirit guaranteed in our hearts. We serve in the Holy Spirit. We serve with thanksgiving. We serve because we have already received the removal of sin, because we have already become God's children, and because we have already obtained new life. The Holy Spirit guarantees our faith. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are the witnesses of our salvation. Therefore, we can be bold. We are lacking, but we have obtained the qualification to do righteous works inside Jesus Christ. We have become instruments of righteousness. God has made us new. We are no longer instruments of sin. We are not people who are dragged around under the condemnation of the law. God sees us as instruments of righteousness. God speaks to us. You have no sin. You are my child. You are the one who has received my love. You are the one who will bear the fruit of righteousness. You are my co-worker. You are my worker. This is the eye with which God sees us. However, we keep looking at our own flesh. We look at our own habits. We look at our own shortcomings. And while doing so, we say, "I cannot do it." But the Lord does not speak like that. The Lord renewed us with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He made us God's children. He established us as workers of righteousness. Therefore, a person who has received the removal of sin must not be discouraged by looking only at their own flesh. We must live by faith. We must believe the work Jesus did for me. We must believe the fact that my old man has died, that I have become a new man, and that God has made me an instrument of righteousness. That faith raises us up. That faith makes us serve the gospel. That faith establishes us as those who bear fruit before God. A person who received the removal of sin must do the work of preaching the gospel. How should a person who has received the removal of sin live? They must live for the gospel. They must bear fruit for God. This fruit is not simply the fruit of living a morally good life. It is the fruit of saving souls. It is the fruit of making sinners receive the removal of sin by preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We must think about preaching the gospel to the world. The gospel God gave us was not given so that we would keep it only to ourselves. It was given to make disciples of all nations and to preach to every nation, tongue, and people. Wisdom is needed in the work of preaching the gospel. We must establish workers. We must help the co-workers of each country so they can preach the gospel to the people of their own country. The work of delivering gospel books, sharing the word, counseling, managing, and nurturing is needed. Even if we cannot meet everyone directly, the gospel can be preached through the workers God has established. The Holy Spirit dwells inside a person who has received the removal of sin. A person is changed even through a single book. If they hear the word containing the gospel of the water and the Spirit, people who will receive the removal of sin will arise. Therefore, we must make a path for the gospel. We must create a workplace. We must help our co-workers to be able to work. This is the life of bearing fruit for God. If we please the Lord, the Lord also pleases us. If we consider the Lord's work precious, God also holds on to and blesses our lives. We must preach the gospel repeatedly. Some people might get tired of repeatedly speaking about the gospel of the water and the Spirit. However, the truth must be heard repeatedly. The word of life must be engraved in the heart. A person who has received the removal of sin must also continue to hear the gospel. Just as a newborn baby eats colostrum, eats milk, eats baby food, and receives nutrition, a born-again person must also continuously receive nurturing through the word. The reason we make books, preach the word, and repeatedly testify to the gospel is right here. It is not that you know everything just by hearing it once. It must be engraved in the heart. Faith must be planted in the soul. The gospel of the water and the Spirit must be engraved in both the head and the heart. That is why the Apostle Paul also speaks repeatedly. In Romans chapter 6, he says, "We died together with Christ and lived together." And in Romans chapter 7, he says again that we died to the law. Why does he repeat it? Because this truth is the foundation of the life of faith. Because this foundation must be clear for a person who has received the removal of sin to live properly. Therefore, we must preach the gospel repeatedly. We must preach it to ourselves. We must preach it to the saints. And we must preach it to the souls of the whole world. The more the gospel is repeated, the more its power appears. The more the word is heard, the more it gives faith. Faith makes us have expectations. A person who has received the removal of sin must have expectations toward God. We must expect that God will work through us. We must believe that God will fulfill many of His wills through this work of us serving the Lord. Having expectations is faith. Believing that the Lord will give wisdom, give understanding, give faith, give power, and give blessings according to the time to fulfill the Lord's will is faith. If we look only at ourselves, we might seem shabby. We might think, "Am I just going to work every day and then die?" However, when God sees us, we are blessed people. In this last era, the people who participate in the work of serving the gospel of the water and the Spirit and preaching the gospel to the whole world are truly blessed people. We are those who take on the role of being the calyx. We are the ones who support the gospel so that it can bloom. If co-workers around the world arise, if the flame of the gospel arises in each country, and if the gospel of the water and the Spirit is preached so that souls receive the removal of sin, Our labor is never in vain. Let us expect that God will work through us. This is the life of a person who has received the removal of sin. It is obeying by faith, running by faith, and serving the Lord's work by faith. A person who received the removal of sin must live like a new man. Beloved everyone, how should a person who has received the removal of sin live? First, we must believe that our old man died together with Christ. Second, we must believe that we obtained new life through the baptism, cross, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Third, we must not be bound to the condemnation of the law and our own weakness. Fourth, we must serve God in the newness of the Spirit. Fifth, we must bear the fruit of the gospel for God. We are lacking, but we are blessed people. God saved us with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He made our old man die together with Christ, and He made us live as new creations. He made us God's children and established us as instruments of righteousness. Therefore, now we must live like new men. Let us not look only at our own flesh, but let us look at Jesus Christ. Let us not be bound to our own weakness, but let us hold on to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Let us not serve in the oldness of the law, but let us serve in the newness of the Spirit. Let us live for the gospel, pray for the souls of the world, and go forward by faith, expecting the work that God will accomplish through us. The Lord will make us bear the fruit of righteousness through us. The Lord will accomplish the preaching of the world gospel. The Lord will give us the blessing of eternal life, and in the future, He will make us enjoy wealth and honor and glory, giving thanks for this grace. I hope that we all become saints who bear much fruit for God, living properly like people who have received the removal of sin, and like people who died together with Christ and lived again. Amen.